40% of all the food produced in the United States ends up in landfills. Yet, in Philadelphia, one of five residents don't have enough to eat. To combat waste and feed the hungry, a local organization is rescuing perfectly good milk from being dumped to make cheese and yogurt for families in need. Catalina Jaramillo of WHYY's Plan Philly visited South Lancaster County to check it out.
It's a beautiful sunny day in Peach Bottom, Pennsylvania. Farmer Abner Stolfus and seven of his eight children are bottling yogurt inside a small room next to a barn. He and his family own Cedar Dream Dairy Farm.
The youngest one's only 2 months old. So she's not working out here yet.
Stolfus and his kids milk 50 cows twice a day, at 5 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon.
I learned milking cows from before I started going to school.
But yogurt is a whole new business for him. Dairy farmers like Stolfus have been struggling financially during the last few years because farms are producing more milk, but fewer people are drinking it. So last year, he decided to invest $200,000 in equipment and learned how to make yogurt from scratch. Today, he produces about 3,000 pounds of milk and yogurt a week. He says his number one seller is drinkable yogurt.
I'll open this one up and you can see why. You'll try it.
He hands me a bottle of strawberry yogurt.
So you can see why that's my number one seller.
The yogurt is light but creamy. He uses real New Jersey strawberries and maple syrup instead of sugar. But getting started and finding markets have been really hard. Until he got help from an unlikely client, a local nonprofit that turns food waste into food donations. Kate Bowdler is the director of sustainability at Philabundance.
We are testing out a new model with him where we've worked with another farmer to source excess skim milk from his butter production. So every time you produce butter, there's the whey and the skim that's left over, and a lot of that ends up being thrown out. So today we're going to see how you can actually use all of that excess and turn it into another product so you can get a full yield.
Skim milk can be processed into other products like cheese or yogurt, but because dairy farmers are struggling, they're left with no money to pay for that processing and end up dumping it. Same happens with perfectly good milk.
Just think about it. Cows still produce the same amount of milk no matter what you use it for. And if a co-op says that you can only produce a certain amount or they will only buy a certain amount, you end up having to throw that out.
Last year, food banks statewide came up with an idea. Using grants and donations, they got milk that a dairy co-op was going to dump. They took the rescued milk to local cheesemakers and made thousands of pounds of high-quality cheese to give for free in pantries and shelters. And then Philabundance took the idea one step further. They bought more milk to make more of the same cheese to sell it to fancy food stores, like the Bruno's in Philadelphia, under the brand Abundantly Good. For every pound of cheese sold, $1 goes back to the farmer to process milk into free cheese for hungry people. Bowdler says giving people in need food that's the same high quality as that sold in gourmet stores is what the whole program is really about.
It's rebellious in a way. It's saying that people who are poor don't just need to take whatever you give them. We can give them a better product.
And it has been successful. In 1 year, they got enough money to produce 4,000 pounds of cheese for donations. So they jumped to the next product, yogurt. Back at the yogurt production room, Abner Stolfus says leftover skim milk by itself looks and tastes like water. But with the right equipment and ingredients, it can be transformed into delicious yogurt.
We pump the skim milk in there. We heat it up, and we add the culture. We let it incubate for 12 hours, and we stir it back up, add the flavoring, sugars in, mix it up good, and that creates the yogurt.
By the end of the day, Stolfus makes 4,500 pints of vanilla yogurt.
It's a very, very good way to get people drinking more milk, getting dairy in them where otherwise might have getting dumped, to getting people in need. It's a very, very good feeling. It makes me feel really good.
And it helps him pay his bills. In July, Philabundance will start processing tomatoes into spiced tomato jam. The proceeds from the retail sales will pay for tomato sauce and soup to feed people in need. Catalina Jaramillo, WHYY News.